Now, we talked a little bit about the relationship between the much older women, I mean, women who would be your mother's age, and you.
Yeah.
How about, were there any women who were quite young who were working in your crew, say 18-year-olds just out of high school?
There weren't any that young. There was one Indian woman, very beautiful young woman, and she got pregnant. She didn't want it. So she used whiskey and buckshot.
What?
Whiskey and buckshot.
What did she do with that?
Get rid of it.
But what did she do with
it? She drank it, I guess. She drank it.
And what would she do with the buckshot?
She drank it. Well, she mixed it with whiskey.
Did it work?
It worked.
Did she talk?
I think that's terrible.
It's something that she talked about with the other women then.
She told me about it. But that's what she's going to do. She did it.
She was American Indian.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she worked there. Uh-huh. She was 25. But she didn't want to lose her figure. She was beautiful. I didn't blame her in that respect.
What were the relationships of the other women in the crew? She was in your same
area? Yeah. Yeah, everybody liked her, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Were there any black or Mexican women in your crew?
No, there weren't any blacks, and I don't remember any Mexicans in there. I don't think there were.
How about women from Oklahoma and Arkansas, but the people who were all called Okies during the period? There were an awful lot of those women coming to work. Do you recall any of those women in your crew?
No. They were down the line. They were down on the line, but they weren't up there. These women that I worked with were really educated, mostly of them. Very good education.
And did you make friends among, when you went to the jig work, did you make new friends there?
Yes, we became friendly there. That's the one. It was Mary McCarty that I told you about. I had worked at a telephone company, was retired from the telephone company, and she's working there, so she really had a good income.
Mm. And who were the women that you would spend your time with, like on your breaks and lunchtime then, once you were working in the jigs?
Well, just the women in the department, any of them. They were all good company.
Did you spend time with them outside of work hours?
I had a few. Now, Mary McCarty went to dinner at her house. I had Mildred Hawkins. For a while, they gave us time, enough to, some extra time, and let us work at the canteen, Mildred and I. So we'd work out there at lunchtime, and we'd grab our lunch and eat it on the way in. And they paid us.
What would you do out there, actually?
We waited on customers and waited on, we'd cashier and take the money in. And it got the people waited on faster, and they got back to work on time. And so we didn't have much to do, so they let us do two the whole hour, which was nice. But then they cut it down to half hour, and then they didn't want us to do it at all afterwards.
So she's someone that you spent a fair amount of time with?
I spent quite a bit of time with her. I keep in touch with her. She's in Pasadena, and she lost her husband in January with cancer.
And when you said that you went over there for dinner, to her house?
To Mary McCarty's. Yeah, that Mary McCarty was an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her own home, and she liked to, I don't know if she rented that or bought it. She liked to entertain and show the things that she had. And then this Mildred Hawkins was, had worked in a dress factory, and also worked at one of the exclusive stores, altering garments for people that bought these women that were wealthy wanted to wear a size 7 instead of an 18 or something. So she'd alter them for them. So anyway, that was, and then they had the name and the size on it. They could show their friends.
What kind of services were there in the plant? Do you recall any services and how you used them?
I didn't use any of their services or help, but they did have. They had a place where you could treat colds, and if you were sick, you'd go to the nurse. I guess they had a doctor around too, and so you were okay that way. After you didn't feel good, you
How
could
about
go
the
to
store?
store.
I forgot what it was called. I think it was run by the Lockheed Employees
Oh,
Recreational Club. They had some sort of
yeah, no,
store
they
there.
had that. I only went in there maybe a couple times. Normally I didn't go in there because that would take time. And when you're taking people home, you've got to go at that time and come at a certain time. And I wouldn't want to take my lunch hour that way because it would take all my time.
Did you ever use the counselors at all? Do you recall the women counselors?
There were probably women counselors or counselors or men or something, but I never went to them. I probably I didn't see them. I don't know. I tell you what, at home, I never had a chance to protect myself in any manner. To I wasn't allowed to say anything in my own behalf. And I think I carried that on through life and still do, you know, that I have to put up with things as they are. So I just sort of go along that way. And you get into a rut like that, you don't change very easily.
What do you recall anything about the entertainment that used to be brought in, or bond drives, or the recreational activities that the company had set up during those years?
Oh yeah, they had a bond drive, and you they would come over the PA on that, and you just signed up to have them take out for bonds, and we did that. Both my husband and I did that when we went to buy the house. We turned them all in, but it was a good way to save.
Do you recall the lunchtime programs at all?
There was generally just music and nothing else on at lunchtime. It was half hour, you know, and it was good music on the PA. Of course, there wasn't any during working hours because it was too noisy. But out there, our place to eat was out in the open, you know, it just maybe cover over the tables if it were raining. You could sit down and have your food, keep your food from the water dripping in. But if you sat down, you sat in a puddle probably.
Did you stay on the swing shift the whole time?
Towards the end, they put me on days.
Oh, but you were on swing shift for a good
Yeah, most of the time.
Now, what was your life like after your in-laws came back out and moved in with you, and Joyce was back with you then? How would you rate, what was your day like then?
Well, when they moved in with us, first it was out. We rented a house in Burbank for a while, and that was rather crowded. And I used to try to spend it with Joyce. I'd take her out and do things with her, keep her in the yard, and maybe I'd clean around the yard a little bit. My husband and his father were going to do the mowing of the grass for a reduction on the rent, and they didn't do it, which wasn't right. But I found out since I was renting to others that that's what happens. They don't ever do
Oh.
anything they promise. So
This was
and
in Burbank.
yes, And we both bought bicycles, so at that time, instead of giving people rides, we rode bicycles to work. And,
well, this would be a time, though, that you would be bicycling back home at midnight or so, right?
Yeah, but he came home at the same time. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't, the only problem was when it rained, it was, we didn't have our bikes, and it would come up to where our feet were. Pedaling, you know.
Where would you park your bicycles at work?
They had a bicycle racks on. And we didn't even lock them up. We didn't have any problems that way. I think the bicycle racks were inside.
Mm.
Or they were right along where the guards were. Mm-hmm. And so nobody bothered them.
So you would spend a lot of your daytime before going then? With Joyce,
it's yes. Uh-huh.
And how about the household duties? How would you split that up with your mother-in-law at that point when you were working?
Oh, well, when I was home, I did whatever I need doing. I clean, do a lot of cleaning, and she wasn't too well, so. But she'd do the cooking mostly. And that was okay. She tried real hard. She was good. I tried to buy things that she wanted, and we'd ask her, and we'd go and do the shopping.
Also, it was no longer baloney and...
No.
You got
I preferred to have, like, roasts and things. Mm-hmm. I think maybe her baloney and stuff, or, you know, her cold meats, and were an idea that it was cheaper, but to me it wasn't.
Now, when would you eat your meal? Before you went to work?
Yeah, about 2 o'clock we'd eat our dinner, and when we first got up we'd have some breakfast. And we'd take lunch with us that we would eat around 8,
mm-hmm.
8:30, something like that, whenever their break was.
But you would prepare the meal rather than your mother-in-law?
Sometimes she did, sometimes I did. I would generally, on Sundays, I was always one to have a roast or chicken or something like that. And I tried to have something that we could cut off of for lunches, luncheon sandwiches at work. And I got so that I didn't want sandwiches, and I'd cut some meat and take with and have some fruit and some celery and cottage cheese and things like that.
Now, how about things like the laundry? You say your mother-in-law and you would do the shopping together.
Mm-hmm.
How about things like the laundry, cleaning house? How were all of those tasks performed?
Well, I would get up and have breakfast, and then I would run the vacuum if it needed it. She kind of resented some things I would do because maybe she had done it and I didn't notice. So, and it needed it, so I would do it. I always felt that the windows should be so you could see out of them, and so I'd wash windows. And, she helped select the carpet, a rug and drapes and things, which was okay because we weren't going to live there permanently anyway. And they were cheerful. She liked them.
But it sounds like even though, you were the one that was out working, you also seemed to have had most of the responsibility for running the household.
I had, yeah, because she wasn't that well. And then she would, they had a car, and Saturday and Sunday they had off, and they could go where they wanted to, which they did. Mm-hmm. They went out someplace.
Now, was he working? Was your father-in-law working?
Part of the time, I think he had some kind of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he worked at the railroad yard, partly. I mean, otherwise, we supported them, you know.
Mm.
They didn't have to have any money. We just paid them for. We felt that if they were taking care of Joyce, we would give them their room and board for it, which we did.
What how did rationing affect you?
That took time. We would have to, and mostly I did the standing in line for that. You had to stand in line for meat at the meat counter. Then you had to stand in line to check out your food, your rationing, you know. So it took time. And it was all a bank. Everywhere you went, you had to stand in line to be waited on. So that was a problem.
Now, how did that change?
It was rationing sugar, you know. Well, I didn't use it, and so all the sugar that I and my daughter would be rationed, his folks would use, and then he would have his. So they used for five, the three of them, and we got along. We didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit, and that was enough for us.
Mm-hmm. What, after you were living in Burbank, where was the next place that you lived?
Then we got the house in Hollywood.
Now, in Burbank, how large was that house? Because that initially it sounded like you were in pretty tight quarters.
Well, it was a two-bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And we had Joyce's crib in our room.
How long did you live in Burbank then?
I think it was only about 3 or 4 months that we lived there.
And then when was that you moved to Hollywood, you recall?
It was in 19... 44. I think it was 1944.
And that was, you bought that house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in April, and we had 3 bedrooms upstairs and a bedroom downstairs and a sun porch,
mm-hmm.
and so we had plenty of room.
How much did you pay for the house, do you know?
We paid $5,200 for, it was 3 units, a little house in the back and an apartment along one side of the big house upstairs, and the big house. I mean, it was plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
So it was $5,200, which was a little more than you'd have to pay for a new house someplace in the valley. But this had an income which would pay the rent, or pay the payments the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't go to the valley and buy a place.
And you had saved from both of your working, you had enough money saved for...
We paid $1,100 down,
mm-hmm.
and I scraped that together. I borrowed some, I think. We turned in all our bonds, and I took what money we were renting the place back home that we had left, and we were still getting rent sent from that. And that money was being put away, so we took some of whatever we needed from that and bought this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, was it 2 years later or something like that, we sold that place back there for $300 more than we bought this one for. So then we paid this one off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I borrowed a couple times on the one in Hollywood to buy other places.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your life like outside of work and household responsibilities during this period? Did you have other sorts of activities that you would engage in?
While we were working?
Mm-hmm.
When we bought the house, I did a lot of yard work. I didn't have any social life particularly, and I got this house was covered with vines, It was a big place. And I cleared all the vines away and painted it on the outside. So I'd get up in the morning and paint, and then get down about 12 o'clock if I quit and start cleaning up myself up to go to work.
And how about a weekend? How would you spend your weekend?
We're working on Saturdays, so we only had Sunday off. And we just liked her. Well, I had to do the housework and yard work and stuff like that, which my husband wouldn't do. And so I had a lot to do. He'd go out and look for cars and things like that. I mean, he'd go with his folks someplace and visit or that. And I stayed home with the daughter.
You didn't do things together as a family, your husband, you and...
Not too much when they were here because they had things for him to do, you know. And so I just went ahead and I took care of Joyce, and if I had company or somebody else do something with, I did.
Now, did you do things with any of your friends from work?
Yeah, I used to go with Eva Steele sometimes. She would get ideas of doing something. The others that had were married and had families, but Eva's husband was doing the same thing. He was getting away from home as much as he could, which went on with some of them.
And did she have children too?
She had one daughter.
So the two of you with your children would go and do things?
She'd come over, I'd come over there, something like that.
How many of the women that you worked with had husbands off in the service?
Well, quite a few of them. Quite a few of them had sons in service. I know one woman, she had a young son. She was young. Her husband was in service, and her boy was, he was just a youngster, and he was doing parts and shows and things, or trying to get parts. Then there was another young woman, her nickname Jill. Her husband was in service. She was Italian, he was a Lucifer, he was a Norwegian. And he was in service. They hadn't been married too long. After she got out of work, then she had children, kept in touch for a while.
Would you say that the majority of them, of the women your age, for instance, that you worked with, had their husbands at home or were away in the service?
They seemed to be single or had a lot of them away in service now. Because there was quite a few of them that would go dancing quite a bit. I didn't at that time. They had social life, you know, outside and had a good time.
But you didn't participate in it?
No. No, they probably wouldn't ask me even because, you know, I was married. Didn't think about married women doing those things.
Once you went on to day shift, how did that affect your life compared to when you were working swing shift?
That was okay because at that time his folks had left. And I had Joyce in the school, in the public...
The daycare center.
Uh-huh. And that worked out fine because then I'd come home and pick her up right after work.
When did she start in the daycare center?
She started when she was about four, I think. When we Well, yeah, she was about 4 because his folks moved in with us, but they didn't stay too long. And maybe she was more than 4 because they moved out, I think, in about